Well, good evening and welcome to Steadfast. I am so glad to be with you on this hot summer evening, an evening in which I am probably not as hot right now as you're feeling, unless you're watching Steadfast from a pool, which incidentally, since we're on Facebook and YouTube and so on, you could be doing. But if you're sitting there at your computer, maybe you're enjoying air conditioning, hopefully it's working, it's still going to feel like, it's such a hot summer day. And how appropriate for our next proverb, because we're going to turn to verse 13 of Proverbs 25 tonight. And in that proverb, we need to imagine ourselves as those who aren't just maybe sitting in a nice air-conditioned house or air-conditioned car on a hot summer day, but those who are out in the fields harvesting in the middle of hot Israelite summer. What would that be like? It'd be miserable. Thankfully, I've never had to go and be a farmer harvesting his field in the middle of summer. But if you have been out and spent hours and hours harvesting something and it's hot like this, then I don't even need to describe it to you. You know exactly how you're feeling. All of us have had to work outside or do something in the heat, or the storms come through and knock out that air conditioning and it's incredibly hot. And all we want in that moment is refreshment. If you were in that moment right now, you'd be thinking, isn't there a way I can jump through that screen and into that pool so that I'm not so hot? You just want refreshment. There are a lot of areas of life that we need refreshment, and that's what we're going to be thinking about in Proverbs 25 tonight. So let's pray and ask that God would help us to be those who bring refreshment in the heat of misunderstanding and misinformation that we see so often in our world today. Let's pray. Father, it is literally hot outside right now. And we do pray for those who don't have relief from that heat. Maybe they don't have air conditioning. Maybe they don't have a roof over their head at all. Maybe it's just malfunctioning. Or maybe they have to work in the hot, scorching sun outside during the day. And it's just almost torturous, if not outright torturous, in heat like this. Oh, we do pray for them. But we also pray for all of us as we face those times where it may not be the literal heat, but the metaphorical heat of our words, of our misunderstandings, they burn us as well. Lord, would you help us to be those who are people who are focused on bringing refreshment to each other? We want to offer the cooling refreshment of a delightful pool on a summer day to everyone around us all year long. We pray in Jesus' name. So, pools, misunderstandings, misinformation. I'm throwing around a lot of different ideas here, and you might be thinking, where in the world are you going to? Well, let's go ahead and jump into verse 13, and you'll see right away. As we see here in Proverbs 25:13, Solomon says, like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Solomon isn't using a pool. He's using another metaphor, one that is very clear to us on a hot summer day. If we think back to what it was like in winter, maybe in winter you were grumbling, boy, it is so cold out, and oh, that snow is making it hard to get someplace. It's making it hard to walk outside. I slipped on the ice. So it's just a pain. Well, a day like today, wouldn't it be nice if you had to be outside for a while? If just unexpectedly in the middle of that day, it started snowing. It'd be like if you're working out in the middle of a field and in the middle of that field, you accidentally stumble into a nice, beautiful swimming pool with a sign up, compliments of the owner of the farm, spend some time in the pool before you finish the job. It would be refreshing and it'd be wonderful and it'd be intentional. It wasn't just a freak thing. It would be an invitation from someone to be refreshed. Well, Solomon imagines the same thing with snow, that If you're out harvesting a field in the middle of a scorching day like today, there's not a cloud in the sky. There hasn't been all day long. It's so hot. It's brutal. How wonderful in the middle of that, if you've been harvesting and you are just dying from the heat, suddenly snow appeared. And there's some discussion on exactly what he has in mind here. Does he imagine the storm that wouldn't happen were actually snowed in the middle of the summer in those hot fields of Israel? Was he imagining if someone could import some of that snow, carry it down the mountain, and offer some cool hunks of snow that people could put on themselves? Maybe water from melted snow running down the mountain that you could drink and be refreshed by because it was so cold. It could be any of those things that he has in mind specifically, but clearly what's in mind is that if you're incredibly hot, we'll offer a way to cool off. Then he says, and this ties into the other part of what I mentioned, that's what a messenger who takes his message faithfully to others does for the person who sends him, his masters. We want the things that we say to be relayed correctly. And generally speaking, we also want to receive correct information, don't we? If we're reading a news report, we want to know what's really going on. And if something is being reported about us, we want it to be what's really going on. We want it to be relayed faithfully. If I have a message for you, and instead of being able to come to you via live stream, I had a journalist sitting there from a newspaper, and that newspaper was going to write down what I was saying about Solomon's proverb here. I can't imagine that happening, but wouldn't that be wonderful? We want to report what is being said about the Proverbs. Well, imagine that's happening. I would want him to write down accurately what I was saying. I wouldn't want him to embellish. I wouldn't want him to add to it. I certainly wouldn't want him to reinterpret it in a different way that he thought was more suitable, like the only kinds of reports that are refreshing are ones written down by journalists reporting on Proverbs. That wouldn't be helpful. It would detract from what the truth is. So it's refreshing when we know the information is relayed faithfully. We live in an age moving towards AI. Maybe someday I could be live streaming, and unbeknownst to me, before it ever gets to you, my words are being changed and you can't even tell. That would be very unrefreshing. But as I'm speaking to you tonight, I know that the video you're receiving, if you're hearing my voice, you're hearing the things that I'm saying. And so that's refreshing for me to know that what I've been preparing to share from God's word to you, that I'm praying that the Holy Spirit is speaking through, that that is actually being relayed to you accurately. That's refreshing. Now, we don't always want that. I said we want information to be relayed correctly, and maybe you've already responded in the chat. I'll be interested to look afterwards, or go ahead before I say any more and just say, just quickly, do you want accurate information, and do you want information to be relayed accurately? I'll wait a moment here. Well, I'm in the pool. I can't see what you're saying right now, but I'm almost certain what you just said was, yes, of course you do. We all would say that. And yet, also, it's interesting when they do surveys, we kind of do and we kind of don't. Pew Research did a survey that showed that people, when they're looking for where they're going to get their news and how they want that relayed, 39% said they wanted someone who shared their political views to be sharing what's going on. 22% said they wanted the person to share their religious beliefs. Now, certainly we want a diversity of opinions. We certainly wouldn't want everyone to disagree with us in a newsroom, because then there's no way to check to make sure that their biases aren't getting it too involved. But I think part of that is we really, even though we say we want accurate information, there's a part of us that really want filtered in a way, sort of like a filter on some of these different chat apps. It's going to make it look in a look pleasing to us. We want someone who says the things that we want to hear. However, imagine if you're on the other side of that. You're the person being reported about. Your event is the event being covered. You don't want someone filtering it through a different lens. If we as a church have a church outreach event like Faithtoberfest in a few months, and it were being reported on, I wouldn't want someone to be listening to an atheist who was trying to reinterpret it in some kind of very negative atheistic way. I'd want someone who would just report what was going on, and that would be refreshing to me. If, on the other hand, the people that don't already agree with us were listening to a news source that was reporting about it in a way that was negative, well, that'd be like this, if this pool dried up, it would be very unrefreshing to me and to anyone else involved in the event. We want accuracy. We want it to be relayed when it's about us and about the things we care about in a way that presents it fairly. And so I think that's a challenge for us to think about. We're talking about the sender here, the person who is putting out the information, but it's a challenge to us both as senders and receivers that refreshment comes when we're seeking that faithful communication. Because when we're sending, we want it to be faithful. So we don't want the noise of the world to get in the way of that which we're sending. And if we don't want that plane to get in the way of what we're sending, then we shouldn't want it to get in the way of what we're receiving to make it somehow more pleasing to us or more like what we already think. We should want it to actually be faithful. We might say, well, I already believe correctly, so if it reports what I already believe, then it's faithful. Well, that's not the way that Solomon's presenting it here. What Solomon's saying is just relay it accurately. Is that what we really seek? Well, according to that Pew Research study, an awful lot of the time, not a majority of the time, but an awful lot of the time, we kind of lean in more to, I kind of want it filtered through my own lens. And I think that should challenge us, because one of the groups that was highest on were those who professed an evangelical faith. We should be a people of the truth, and so we shouldn't fear the truth. A wise man, I've shared this before, said to me, a wise teacher of mine, there should be no fear in seeking truth. Seek truth boldly. Why? Because there is no separation between God and truth. We truly believe that God's word is true. I just want to know the truth. Because when we seek the truth, what do we find? God's already there. His word is already there. Sometimes we have to sort it out. Sometimes it's not exactly clear where we're going. But we can be confident that God is going to be waiting for us as we pursue truth. And so that messenger, not only is he doing a favor to the one sending the information, he's also doing a favor to the one receiving it. Do I think of relaying information faithfully as a key part of loving people? I don't know if that's necessarily what we think about when we talk about loving people, but it is a part of how we love people. The world has so many sharks of misunderstanding and untruth. But if we change the dynamic, and you can see my sharky friend floating behind me, he's a smiling shark. He isn't trying to do any harm. He's trying to clean this pool. He's a chlorinator. Well, that's the kind of shark we want. We should be circling not with misinformation, but counter it by being those who purify. We're a people purified, and we should seek to purify. In fact, that's exactly how we should approach it, because that's what we read in God's word. Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. You see, Paul ties truth-telling in with being part of the body of Christ with other people. Now, we've already been talking the last few weeks about how we relay information, how that matters. If you missed the last few weeks, I encourage you to go back and listen to that. That's an important part of it, because sometimes we just take truth-telling to say, be blunt and almost cruel with the truth. That's not the point. But truth is a key part of being the people of God. We do no one favors by giving him misinformation. We do no one favors by saying, we talked about this last night, what itching ears would like to hear. How do we help people? Well, we tell in love the truth. And we relay in love the truth. That's something we sometimes fail to do, not because we're trying to filter, not that we've gone into the Snapchat app and changed the filter intentionally, but we do it by our own biases coming in. We already know where we think things are going, and so we read that into a situation, and what do you know? That's then what we relay. We should guard ourselves against that. It's not helpful. It's not helpful to our own hearts or the hearts of people around us. We instead should be people who are those chlorinators coming in, taking out the impurities in the water and offering a clean, clear, cool and refreshing pool to a world that's baking in the sun. That's what we're called to do. How and what we relay matters. It matters to God. It matters to other people. Sometimes someone tells us something and we think, well, if I change it a little bit and make it more what I would like, it's not going to do any harm to anyone. And what Solomon wants us to be thinking about here is, well, actually, it does harm everyone. The person receiving it certainly is going to be harmed because he or she's getting the wrong information. But do we think about when someone tells us something and we embellish, how much harm we're doing to the person who tells us? We take someone's words and we make them more negative or more positive than they were. Well, that's not helpful. And because oftentimes what we think is more negative or positive, we're shaping it again to our own biases. And by the time it gets to the next person, who knows if it actually has the intent the original person had? Can we relay things with faithfulness? Because that's what God calls us to do. And when we do, it actually refreshes. We are offering that cool, refreshing pool on a warm summer evening that takes away the heat of the day. It's really about our status before Christ, and it's really about our status with each other as believers, that we're loving each other by not building up walls of falsehood, even unintentional falsehood, even falsehood that simply develops under our own biases, our own inclinations, our own thoughts that we'd like to integrate in. But we're tearing that down and having better fellowship with the believers around us. It's like inviting everyone into a refreshing pool party. Because God's called us together to be one body, to refresh each other. And really, if we think about all that together, it's more than what information we're relaying. It really boils down, well, thankfully not boils, it cools down in this case, to something so much simpler. It's simply that faithfulness matters, and faithfulness matters whether we're talking about relaying something or anything else. Faithfulness is what refreshes. Why does the faithful messenger refresh? Because he's faithful. Why do we refresh when we're faithful, when we take care in how we speak of other people, how we relay things about other people? Because we're doing what Jesus does for us. Romans 3:21, Paul says, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins." It was to show his righteousness at the present time so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. We are people who are saved by Jesus's faithfulness. It is the faith that he gives us in Jesus that enables us to be seen as a faithful people. We aren't faithful. We're not faithful in how we relay information. We're not faithful in how we act. We aren't faithful time and time again. But in Jesus, we are given his faithfulness, the life that was lived perfectly faithfully. The only human life ever lived perfectly faithfully is the life of God in the flesh, both God and man, Jesus. And if that's true, and it is, and that's who we follow, he's the one whom we follow. Where people say by faithfulness, how important is it that we are people who seek faithfulness in everything we do, the information we receive, the information we give, and the way that we live? We are called to show faithfulness. As I mentioned at the beginning, we're not sure in the snow metaphor that Solomon's using if he's envisioning melted snow that's just cold still, refreshing water, actually somehow hauling the snow to the workers, the freak act of nature where God blesses these poor hot workers with some unexpected snow in the middle of summer. We're not exactly sure how that all plays out, but we know the result, that they're refreshed. And similarly, when I'm talking here, there's so many implications and so many ways this plays out, that sometimes it's about someone explicitly asks us, hey, would you tell so-and-so about this? And now we have the duty to go and relay what's been said faithfully. Sometimes it's something that we're just relaying another person said. It wasn't a direct, we're the messenger kind of role. And yet every time we speak about another person, we are a messenger. Are we being faithful? Are we presenting the person in the way they intended? Are we presenting the person the way that God would want us to present them? Because when we do, those it may be different kinds of relief. It may not always be the same thing, but what do we know? We're bringing relief in a hot world. There's so much that's hot. There's so much that's unpleasant. But if God's people are acting with integrity throughout, things change. Sometimes we don't even know exactly how it's going to play out. Sometimes we think, well, this misinformation or this sort of tweaked information that fits what I would like isn't going to really do that much good. And we don't even realize the full implications. Sometimes that coolness and that refreshment we bring has a broader impact than we even think about. Like the air conditioning that we have in our homes and our cars. Do you ever think about how it was invented and why it was invented? Well, I was reading about the invention of air conditioning recently, and two of the early proponents of it, of the technology, Willis Carrier, who invented the modern air conditioning system, and Stuart Cramer, who came up with the name air conditioning, neither of them were primarily aiming to cool off a home or even a business for refreshment. Why did they do it? Well, for Carrier, he was working with a customer who had a lithography business, and their printing presses were getting messed up by changes in humidity and temperature. And so he came up with the air conditioning system before it even had that name. For what purpose? Well, so that the printing presses could run accurately. Likewise, Cramer, who came up with the idea of what to call it, and we still call it that today, obviously, well, he was trying to adjust the temperature and humidity in a business that was doing textile weaving because the changes in temperature and humidity were affecting that. Those are implications I don't normally think about when I'm thinking about air conditioning. I just don't want to be hot. You know, let's turn this down. It's hot in here. It's humid in here. But there were different implications that same invention had. And likewise, when we're acting with integrity in our words and our deeds, when we're acting as people who are faithful in how we live, well, sometimes unexpectedly, there's other implications that come floating in, just like this float here. My little penguin friend, I wasn't expecting him here. And sometimes we're not expecting what our faithfulness is going to do either. Maybe as we change something, thinking is not really all that harmful, or it connects with other things that we already think, it won't really do any harm. We don't know what's about to float in that we might pop unintentionally. Maybe it's that humidity building up in a business and it's ruining a printing press. We turn on the air so that we're not overheated, but then the printing starts working properly. So often when we act with faithfulness, we're having a much broader impact than what we can imagine in the moment. Yet God is faithful to use it. So he calls us to be a faithful people who do it. Is that who we are? When we show integrity, when we show faithfulness, the impact will come sailing into our lives, come floating into our lives in ways I can't even begin to describe right now. Sometimes we can't even see it in the moment. But God still calls us to it. So as we think over these weeks, we've been building up this exploration in how we speak. Do we take care in our words? Do we take care in making sure that information is useful and actually builds up the individual we're speaking to and beyond and doesn't tear down? As we're doing all those things, and then we bring in the element, are we telling the truth and conveying information with integrity? All of that is speaking of how can we be a refreshing, cool pool on a hot day. When we do that, when we turn on that air conditioning, things work better. When things work better, people see the beauty of God's people in ways we can't necessarily imagine. But God already knows. Let's be that people, because faithfulness is refreshing. And whether it's winter or summer in our world, it's always way too hot. With all the sin, with all the misunderstandings, with all the falsehoods in this world. Let's be a people who offer the extinguishing coolness of fresh, faithful truth. God's going to use us as we do that. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, we thank you for your goodness and for you being a God who shows us both love and truth. You never separate the two. And you tell us not to either. You tell us that if we run from truth, if we tweak things to fit our assumptions, if we intentionally change things because we think we can get a favorable outcome, we do that, well, that's bad. If we just do it unintentionally, it can creep in, just like an air conditioner can quit working unexpectedly. But it still does damage. Would you help us instead to be like you, Lord? You always tell us the things that we need to hear. You tell us things that are meant to build us up, and you take care in how you say it, but you always tell us the truth. You never tell us what our ears want to hear or what our mouths would like to say, but you tell us what is true. Would you help us to be a people rooted in truth? Would you use us to be a people who offer refreshment because we're so refreshingly different that the world says, well, maybe there's something to that pool that I'm being invited in, that wonderful pool of the church, that wonderful pool that has the Holy Spirit in it. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope this has been an encouragement to you, and may we be people who help others float in to the wonderful refreshment of God's people and God's salvation. If you have any prayer requests, any questions as we've been talking about this, I'd love to hear from you. 833-356-4032. That's 833-356-4032. You can text that number, and I would love to get back to you, or one of our prayer partners will. We'd love to pray with you. You can also just leave a comment in the comments below, and we can talk about something together. We often need help trying to get from where we are to a place of faithfulness because our minds have sin in them. It's hard sometimes to even figure out if we're telling the truth with integrity. But as God's people together, we can help each other to be a people of integrity and refreshment this hot summer day and long beyond. Hope you have a wonderful and blessed week. I can't wait to see you again very soon.